You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know bullying in the NFL, story had broken a couple days ago, where there were a bullying case, a pretty serious bullying case was going on within the Miami Dolphins. We're going to talk about that. And, I mean, really? What is going on here? Okay? And we're talking bad things being said. Not so good. Not so good for the NFL. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there's a way to fight off dementia. And we've talked about being bilingual, but now we're going to maybe start to urge it. If you want to prevent dementia, we may start urging you lose a second language. Or you learn a second language. Doesn't matter really which language. We don't care if it's Spanish, French, etc. But it's important to know. I think we have one of the first cases of swine flu death after somebody had tested positive in Alaska Hospital. So it looks like we're coming into flu season. Some of you have asked, what are some very natural, shall we say, choices for fighting colds? We got a list of those. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You're going to see some headlines that Obama's meeting with nervous Democrats. A lot of headlines about how maybe many Democratic senators, congressmen, and women, they're going to be up for re-election next year. And Obamacare is failing. And, maybe 10 years from now, it's going to be all the kinks may be out. But right now, we have such an in-your-face issue with Obamacare like we never had with Medicare and Social Security. Where, I mean, a government could have a policy, and, you know, they do it from in Washington, and yeah, you may pay some extra taxes, but, I mean, it's not in your face. Obamacare ended up really being in their constituents' faces by people getting fired, people not getting rehired, people not getting health insurance, and now people getting kicked off their health insurance. So there are many Democratic senators and Democratic congressmen who I believe met at the White House for government, for Obama to kind of talk to them and quell their fears. And, you know, what's interesting, some of you have written me or called or I've run into at some of these events saying, I don't understand, why isn't America convinced now? Okay? You know, what the media should do is tell everybody, you see what's going on. And I go, no. Okay, you guys are just kind of misconstruing the whole thing. Okay? And again, I don't really like to talk too much about politics on this show, but Obamacare is huge. And politics do matter. Because if, you know, I mean, on this show I talk about everything, education, economics, politics, because it's still all intermingles. You know, you can't be apolitical and be dealing with this healthcare system. You have to, you have to know what's going on, be aware, and have some sort of an opinion. You have to. You can't just not have an opinion and be a doctor. Okay, you could keep your opinion to yourself, which is very smart for many doctors to do in this very highly divided nation. Okay, you know, I can understand them, you know, not wanting to tick off half their practice and start getting everybody's blood pressure up on the discussion of politics. I get that, but you can't not have an opinion. And so the people who love the administration, no matter what, the people who are benefiting from the administration, they're going to vote to keep that type of ideology in practice and in power. So if you're getting subsidies for health insurance, and your health insurance is going to be cheaper than it's ever been, or you're going to have a health insurance that's going to protect you from the pre-existing and the cap and all that other stuff, and it's a health insurance you could buy or whatever, I mean, you don't need the media, you don't need me to, you know, I mean, you're going to be happy with what you got, you're happy, you're going to vote to keep that in, and that's your right. That's your constitutional right. Then you have other people who are doing worse because of this. And those people that are doing worse because of this, they're the ones that have to make choice. Do they think that somebody new in Congress, somebody new in Senate, somebody new in the White House will make a difference, or will it not? And people, when they vote, many times they do vote selfishly. I don't want to vote selfishly. Okay? I have been told that Obamacare was going to help doctors, and doctors were going to make buku bucks because of Obamacare, because all these people would be getting health insurance. Now, this was before people were getting canned off their health insurance. And even though I knew, because even doctors, a doctor talked to me a couple weeks ago, going, Dahlia, this is great for us doctors. We are going to be raking in the bucks. I don't care. I still would vote against it. Because I like to look at the whole greater good of things. I don't see it as being good. And it looks like I was right. Now I'm seeing even more and more of my patients not having health insurance. So I don't see it as being good. Even if I may in the long run financially benefit, no. So for me, I like to vote for the greater good. Okay? A lot of us were in love with the country, China, Japan, Israel, and we may vote in terms of a government that seems to help protect their interests, okay? I mean, I get that. You're allowed to, okay? You're allowed to have your own reasons. Maybe you like how they look. Maybe you like what they wear. Okay? I mean, you know, when people vote, it's amazing what they choose. Maybe somebody looked at the letters. They added a numeric value to the letters. When they added up the letters, one was an odd number, one was an even number, so they decided to go for the one that was even. However you do it, it's fine. That's your constitutional right. You get to vote. I urge you to make a more educated decision, okay? But when it comes to health care, now that you see Democrats are kind of like, well, what do? Do I jump ship or do I stay firm to the course? You know, is this going to get better? What's going on? I mean, I think Obama was just as shocked as the rest of the country. I don't think a lot of us were as shocked as the rest of the country. We knew crap was going to happen. We knew the health care system was going to start to fall apart. We knew that. But I think they were hoping that it wouldn't, because again, they made this bill very slipshod and half-assed, and you know threw it together and asked everybody to sign it and push it, and they passed it. But when it comes to when it came to in terms of people getting kicked off their own health insurance plan, that is an absolute disaster. Now, maybe they wanted it because they wanted to show that people were on Obamacare, right? And they don't have to say we all were kicked off before and they had to go with ours. But that's a cluster. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm sure many of you guys heard about this whole NFL bullying case here that involved the Miami Dolphins, okay? From what we understand, the Ted Wells is a prominent lawyer that the National Football League, the NFL, I guess, is using to investigate allegations of harassment and hazing in the Miami Dolphins locker room. I guess it centers around guard Richie Incognito and offensive tackle Jonathan Martin. Apparently, there's a report that claims that Dolphins coaches asked guard Richie Incognito to toughen up. Now, from what we're being told, rumors have it, Incognito, who's about 319 pounds, I think he's about 30 years old, I guess has a history of some unnecessary roughness and certain type of, I don't know much about, you know, the players and their individual records, but from what I understand, from what I've been reading, he's a guy that definitely could fit the bullying type if asked, right? According to multiple sources that told the South Florida Sun Centennial, he is the one that has been accused of sending his teammate racist, threatening text messages and voicemail, including bringing up the guy's mother. Ooh, you don't do that. Don't be bringing up the guy's mother. All right. Now, Incognito was suspended indefinitely on Sunday a week after Martin, who's 24 years old, had abruptly left the team to get help for emotional issues and then later accused the Dolphins of creating an unsafe work environment. This is being reported by NBC News. At a news conference Wednesday, head coach Joe Philbin said he couldn't comment on the dynamic between the two because of the Wells investigation that was going on through the NFL. He said, but the type of culture I have championed since the day I walked through these doors of honesty, accountability, and respect. He says, I believe the men in our locker room. I believe in the men in our locker room and our coaching staff. I have full faith and confidence that we will stick together as a team and that we will focus on the task at hand, which is preparing for, and they had a game against Tampa Bay on Monday. Now, quarterback, Dolphins starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill. Of course, they'll always get the quarterback involved. That's tough. And what do you do if you're one of these players now, okay? Flatly denied yesterday that he ever heard anyone order Incognito to try to toughen up Martin. This is kind of like A Few Good Men, right, where Santiago had a, what was that? Oh, my gosh. Did you order the Code Red? Yeah, the Code Red, right? Santiago and the Code Red, right? Apparently these guys bully each other, and then Santiago ends up dying, right? Apparently the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, said no. He never heard of any order for Incognito to toughen him up. In fact, they thought that Incognito and Martin were best buddies. So apparently we still don't know what all the alleged contact is. From what we understand, that Martin is biracial. I believe he's half black, half white. And allegedly Incognito had made many racial slurs, insults, threats, threatened to kill him, threatened to slap the mother across the face, etc. And I guess this happened after Martin had skipped a couple days of the Dolphins preseason organized team activity regimen. And I guess Incognito allegedly was prodded by his coaches to get him into the fold. Now, okay, I don't think we're naive. We know bullying happens. There's workplace bullying. I mean, there's bullying that's always happened. You know, I was watching like the UNLV game, college football game over the weekend, last weekend. And, you know, somebody screwed up with something. Either they didn't catch a ball or quarterback threw it and nobody was there to catch. And every now and then you see these, okay? And immediately you look to see if somebody's going to get their butt chewed out, right? Are the players going to fight? Are they whatever? And very remarkably and professionally, the players don't, okay? Everybody still kind of pats each other on the back, good camaraderie. But every time I watch football and I see somebody miss a pass, and you could see that the quarterback is ticked, right? Or you see the quarterback throws and nobody was there, and they're like, why are you throwing the ball when nobody's there to throw it? What are you doing? So, you know, and I'm always like, well, I mean, are we going to see the players kind of give each other crap? And you really don't. And you shouldn't. Okay? These are a team. Okay? Bad plays happen. There's misses. All right? There's going to be turnovers. Those things suck, and it happens. Okay, the interception. There's going to be those things that happen, and you see the guys congratulate each other, but you always wonder what happens when they're back in the locker room. So back in the locker room, do they start giving each other a whole bunch of crap for causing them to miss the to lose the Super Bowl or to lose the finals or whatever? And so my guess is there's a lot of exchanges that happen. And not all of them for the better. Now, that must really, really stink. You being a big guy already. You being 6 foot something. Somebody who never got bullied in the past. You make it to the NFL, and then you turn around, and then you get bullied by somebody even bigger than you, let alone a football team. The realization that you could get your butt really kicked is a very scary one. And, you know, I don't really think our players should be, you know, dealing with that stress. But then again, the stress has always been there with sports. Boot camp, or even, you know, in the military, boot camp, etc. You know, somebody back in the olden days learned that if you start to scream and yell and bully and make certain things boot camps, you seem to get more out of the men. Now, that's something that's going to be changing. All right? Some of you think it's a change definitely for the better. Some of you are like, well, no, wait a second. You're gonna not see the finely tuned soldiers on the playing field or in our military if you have to kitten glove everybody and be politically correct. So then what is the fine line? I mean, going through medical school, you were not kitten gloved. Yeah, you had some doctors there that were just so sweet, but you didn't get to work with them all the time. The people you got to work with were bears, okay? And the insulting and the yelling and me being smacked with the tools and stuff thrown at you, I just, oh, I mean, man. And I don't have nightmares about my training in medical school, and I know I had it way easier than other, but it was not supposed to be easy. I had to do a lot of menial tasks for my superiors, and you don't say a thing. You don't say a thing. You take it, you shut up, because it's all part of the hazing. So these hazing rituals have always been around. Even animals haze each other. When you have these animals and the little ones trying to get ready to be out there or whatever, animals even have these little hazing type things. I'm not talking Disneyland style. Okay, it's a way to, it's certain, I don't know, rituals or just certain, you know, I don't know, changing of the guards. And nobody wants to think that somebody around them had it easy, because then that hurts camaraderie. So, you know, I don't know if we are ever going to successfully have a very kitten-gloved, politically correct type of arena in military, in football, in sports. You know, I hear some high school football coaches are doing very similar stuff to that other coach that got fired. Now, you know, when I was in medical school, my residency did have to step in and did have to tell the other residency programs that were training us, the other, you know, surgical, internal medicine, et cetera, to definitely change their tune, because it was abusive, what we were going through. It was abusive, and nobody should be abused. Nobody should. But then again, if we have people that are, you know, shall we say, accusing a certain group or military or whatever of, you know, them being made fun of, what is the threshold? Now, in this particular case, we don't tolerate anything racial. So if there were racial slurs, no, that's intolerable. If that's really what happened. If somebody's, you know, threatening his mother, if somebody is threatening your life, no. Hazing, no hazing, that's ridiculous. I will kill you? No, that shouldn't be happening in our NFL. Our NFL is better than that. Okay, are we going to put a stop to all bullying? I mean, how do you not let anybody's feelings get hurt? Well, that's going to be tough. All right, and I don't even think that's realistic. Would love that, but that's not realistic. You know, and you know, the concept, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, that concept exists because these groups do not want somebody that can't take it. Now, as far as I'm concerned, we now live in a society where we have some real crazies out there. And so if Martin really felt that his life could be in jeopardy, he had every right to leave and every right to air why. That's ridiculous. You can't be threatened. I mean, really threatened that, you know, I'm going to kill you, really, over missing a practice? That's ridiculous. All right. But if we have in other groups are like, well, I'm tired of being yelled at, being told to, you know, clean up my bed and clean up my post and whatever, then that's a way to weed out some of the people that probably won't last for that long. So as far as I'm concerned, what's happening with the NFL, if this really happened, is ridiculous. But I just don't know where they're going to go with this. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, many of you will have a baby and will ask, you know, when should you be starting, when should the doctor start screening for autism? And usually your doctor can determine it when they're about 2 years old because they may not be speaking, they may not be engaging like other 2 year olds, but a lot of us in the medical field kind of have been able to tell even sooner. And this one study said that you can actually tell at the two-month-old mark. That's crazy, but you can. Researchers found that if you focused on the baby's ability to make eye contact with caregivers, that you could actually see it as early as the two-month mark. Now, that's something I notice. Okay, how does baby, whenever I've diagnosed autism, not that that's the way to diagnose autism, but how I would be able to screen and realize that these kids needed to be evaluated. is the child would not focus on mom or the caregiver. You know how if you put a child in a, even if you put a child, let's say, in a stranger's lap, the child is going to want to flee, but they'll still look at the stranger like, what is going on and who are you? There's an engagement. Autistic kids may not have that engagement. And so they say, among typical children, interest in eyes increase steadily with age. But for children with autism, interest in the eyes wanes starting between 2 and 6 months of age. By the time they reach their second birthdays, levels of eye fixation among children with autism were only half as high as levels seen in typically developing children. Researchers expect to see a difference between the two groups of kids, but they're surprised that infants who were later diagnosed with autism started out developing just like their peers. So there are some socially adaptive behaviors intact. They say babies' brains, which would offer this opportunity, you know, meaning they did start to develop normally, and then autistic children would have that change in the engagement, and then later the communication and certain other intellectual developments. However, let me tell you, these autistic children can do things that sometimes these other kids can't. Everybody I know with an autistic child, even my nieces and nephews, have phenomenal intellectual gifts, which is why I really urge anybody researching autism to find out and to kind of dig in to see, are we looking at these children that are at a completely higher level of functioning, which is why they can't waste their time staring at us or clapping along to the song. They're not interested in that. They're not interested in that. They are picking up a variety of other stimuli. And that type of, you know, if that is going on, they don't have attention deficit, okay? It's just they are giving attention to other things going on. What are they feeling? What are they seeing? What are they hearing? What are they picking up on? And they can really pick up on things that you or I couldn't even imagine. We're talking kids. So remember, there's gifts to these kids. It's just, unfortunately, we don't know how to harness that. They say Warren Jones and Amy Klin of the Marcus Autism Center at Emory University of Medicine in Atlanta recruited 110 infants for the study. Among them, 59 had a full sibling with autism spectrum disorder and thus were considered high risk for developing themselves. An additional 51 infants who had no first, second, third degree relatives with autism were the low risk considered. And infants had shown scenes of naturalistic caregiver interaction. And then the researchers used eye tracking technology to monitor where the babies focused their gazes. They measured the proportion of time spent paying attention to the woman's eyes, mouth, body, like neck, shoulders, hair, and nearby inanimate objects. The subjects were tested 10 times over the course of the study, when they were basically 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 20 months old. By the time the toddlers were 3 years old, 13 were formally diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, 10 boys, 2 girls from the high-risk group, 1 boy from the control group. And then they basically showed that the eye interest became apparent between the 2 and 6 months. So I'm not going to go any more into detail with this. But if you have a family member or you have a child that doesn't really want to engage with you, now you may be blocking. Okay, I mean, I saw this with some of my family members. I'm like, okay, no, look, she's not or he is not really engaging with you. Oh, no, 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 it's not that. You know, so sometimes mom and dad will block that out because they don't want to think that that's what's going on. Because remember, you want to be able to bond with the baby. You still bond. And there is still a bond. Autistic children know their parents. There's that bond. But they don't do the cuddles like some of these other babies do. They don't like to. So mom and dad get really embarrassed because they're trying to cuddle baby, and baby just tries to run off. You know, it happened to me, and you don't be embarrassed by it. But it was one of my son's bar mitzvahs, and so I got up there to speak. And I told you these kids are smart. One of my little nephews comes up and tells us to just turn everything off and to stop talking. Okay? See, smart kid. He said, but most adults probably wanted to. So when I tried to lean over to give him a hug, he immediately pushed me away, didn't want to be touched, hands up by his head, whatever. Now, yes, that was in public. That was in front of everybody. Normally, somebody would be very embarrassed by that. I'm not. Okay, and I think, you know, other people knew, you know, the child was autistic, etc. But if somebody doesn't know the child's autistic, it's like, well, why did he fear me? Did I attack him at one time? Did I harass him? Do I smell? Etc. And so you'll have a lot of people that'll block the idea that their child could possibly have something because it's embarrassing to them, and it shouldn't be. Okay? All right? This kid really didn't want to be hugged by me. He wanted me to shut up. Okay? You know, and many people, unfortunately, look at these autistic kids as not being very friendly. But remember, it's not that they're friendly. It's just they're being swamped with a variety of other stimuli. And like I said, we need to figure out what is in their head. What are they hearing? What are they seeing? Okay? Why was the noise and the sound and the music bothering him? Why do they not want to be touched? Why do some autistic children not want to be touched? You know, a very telltale sign, you know, that we learn in medical school is when you're trying to look in the ear, they don't want to be touched in the ear. Why? What is it about your touch that's uncomfortable? These kids do not like to be, many of them do not like to be hugged. They do not like to be held. Now, you could still love them and they still show love back. Right? And it's very rewarding when you feel that love back. But they demonstrate it differently. You know, I don't understand why we don't, you know, we have less tolerance from that from our kids, but we're fine with that with our cats, right? I mean, I got dogs. Yeah, dogs will kind of, but they won't cuddle. If I try to put my arm and hug the dog will immediately try to lick me in the face. The dog does not want to be sit there in a full-blown hug, okay? Cats. I love my cats. My cats love me. I know they do. But if I try to hold them and cuddle up, they want to run. Okay, why? Because cats are psycho. No, cats are not psycho. It's just, for some reason, they don't appreciate that kind of touch. Now, they like a little rub nose, you know, where you take a little nose. They like rub ears. They like rub behind the ears. Get the chin. You got to rub under the chin. Get that little chin. Just, all right. Sometimes they like kissy head. Okay, they don't like furfies. If you do that to their neck, they don't like that. Some babies laugh. Cats don't like that. Some cats do not like rub tummy. If you try to rub the cat's tummy, they'll kick your hand and scratch your hand with their legs, with their back legs. Okay? But you know, I mean, we tolerate that from our cats. Okay? Maybe our autistic children do not find that type of touch comfortable. And then we need to figure out something that they do find comfortable to engage them and display affection, etc. Okay? But, I mean, we have a huge growing population that we've just barely started to study. And it's a shame because I think many of these kids don't feel loved. And that's not the way it should be. 1-877-DOCTORALI, 1-877-DOCTORALI.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Man, all right, let me see what we could do here really quickly. We talk about dementia and how to prevent it. And, you know, sometimes genetically you can't if it's genetic. Sometimes it's because you have high cholesterol, high diabetes, high blood pressure. That could also predispose you. But, you know, there's also this growing theory that maybe it's you don't use it, you lose it. Well, scientists in India and the United Kingdom found that the bilingual patients enrolled in a study of people with dementia developed their disease later than people who only spoke one language. And this is not the first time we've heard of this. Last year, I taught you guys about this, too, where if you were bilingual, you had much less rate or slower rate of developing diabetes. Now, there's multiple kinds of diabetes. You've got multi-infarct dementia, you have Alzheimer's disease, etc. And, you know, is it that these are people who were just born of two languages, and many people that are born speaking two languages seem to do that in many other parts of the country. Like, for example, Japan, many of these people know English and Japanese, China, etc. Yet in America, many Americans only know one language. It could be, you know, you wonder, I mean, how did they look at, who were they, you know, like, for example, this Indian study led by Sarvana Aladi of Nizam's Institute of Medical Sciences in Hyderabad, India, I guess is the largest to date study on dementia. The researchers looked at 648 people with an average age of 66 who were diagnosed with dementia, among them 240 had Alzheimer's, 189 had vascular dementia, okay, 116 had frontotemporal dementia, and the remainder with mixed dementia. Nearly 400 patients spoke two or more languages, which is common in India. Many were illiterate. Across the board, those speaking a second language developed the dementia later than those speaking only one. Now, mind you also, remember, in the olden days, you didn't know multiple languages. You know, only recently, in the last few decades, have the schools urged fluency in multiple languages. And, I mean, I think that's crucial. I think we're really doing our kids a disservice not pushing the language like we should. Okay? I mean, if you want, you know, if we want children to learn Spanish, then we give them the option of doing that early on so they pick it up. If we want them to learn French, Chinese, etc. Although Chinese is very difficult to learn. You really need to be entrenched in the culture. And I have to also say the same with Spanish. I took 5 years of Spanish in school. It wasn't until I actually lived in Los Angeles and spoke it all day long with the patients did I start to become more and more fluent. Now, is it ever too late? This is being reported by Fox News, and this is something that you guys ask me. They go, well, then should I start learning a language now? I'm 55. Well, I believe there was a study saying people that started to learn a second language also benefited cognitively to some degree. Now, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think at any time you could start learning a language. I think you could pick up a language at any time. Okay, yeah, maybe harder. Yeah, it may be slower. But, I mean, we're learning new vocabulary in English all the time, like twerk, right? How long did it take you guys to learn the word twerk, right? That was a new word for most of us with the whole Miley Cyrus VMA award thing. But we figured it out. We learned it. So, es más fácil aprender español. Very easy to pick up words with Spanish, etc. And remember, the Romance language is very similar. Rue de Paris. Okay, Paris Street or whatever. Street in Paris, whatever. Okay, Rue, a little bit different than Calle in Spanish. But sometimes, like Italian and Spanish, very similar. Gracias. You know, bellissimo, bella. So, there's you have to have somebody simplify it for you. And that's what I think makes a good teacher. You know, I tutored a lot when I was in school. And I wasn't a teacher, okay? But I tutored, and I was a damn good tutor. I couldn't tell you the whys. I couldn't, you know, explain why this works and make it stick. But I could get the information from my brain into your brain, and have you reproduce it onto a piece of paper the next day for the test. I was good at that. I could toot. Very well, right? You got the little toot. But it comes to being a teacher. No, I'm not a teacher. Yeah, I teach now a lot, and I think I do a lot of teaching. I teach medical students, etc. But before I had the experience to do that, I tutored. You know, then get a tutor, okay? If you aren't picking this up with a Spanish teacher, get a tutor, okay? And some of these tutors will go, this is how I learned it, okay? You know, people say acá instead of IE when they do this. Right? Or people say, claro que sí. You know, and they're just saying this. You don't have to break up the claro que sí. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know. It wouldn't hurt. So for those of you that are, contemplating retirement, if you're lucky enough to retire, I would definitely suggest to keep your mind busy by learning another language. And then you could always practice it. One of the reasons why I bring up Spanish is because it's very easy for me to practice. okay? I had learned a lot of Hebrew at one time. Really didn't have a lot of people to practice with on that one. All right? I learned a little bit of Vietnamese. If you don't practice it, like Kamun, I believe is like thank you, I think Kamun. If you aren't surrounded by a bunch of people or you have an area where you could then speak it conversationally, you're not going to keep it up. So if you ever see me bring up Spanish, it's because I was able to learn Spanish. I'm not completely fluent. There's a lot of things I don't understand, and I usually have to manipulate the conversation so that I could get my point across with the limited vocabulary that I have. But for me, it was very easy to learn. And, it's a language that's definitely going to pervade a lot of our country. English being the primary language is not going to be so. We're going to have multiple languages as the language of America. And you could buck it or you could go with it. All right? But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm already seeing people very uncomfortable with not knowing the other language. Okay? And, I mean, you have every right to be uncomfortable. Okay? I mean, you know, you're born in a country. You guys are citizens. You'd like to be able to walk around your country not feeling vulnerable and inadequate because and confused because you can't understand the language around you. All right? But that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of people. Now, mind you, I love the Spanish language. I have Latinos in our family. I'm very proud of the Hispanic culture. Okay? I'm not Spanish. But I've really been able to embrace it. But I can't understand what a lot of my medical colleagues, the medical students, people I've seen and friends, I understand some of their frustration when they go someplace and there's only Spanish and they can't understand it. Okay? And I understand that that's kind of difficult. Okay? And it's because, you know, some of us don't really want to have to learn anymore. You know, we think we've been through all our learning. And I'm telling you, that's not the case. You're going to have to learn. I told you guys I went to Disneyland and we got a great deal on a hotel off Disneyland, but close enough. So I couldn't find the room. So there were a couple housekeepers there. So I spoke to them in Spanish where the room was, and they told me, and it was great. And one of my kids looked up to me going, "Thank God you speak Mexican, Mom, because we would have never found our room. That's awesome. I want to learn." And I go, "Well, it's not called speaking Mexican. It's called speaking Spanish." He was really little. And I go, "Well, you should learn, okay?" Yeah, and I know it's hard, but how am I going to learn that? And I'm like, "You're going to learn." But it's one of those things where I think many of us realize that we can't communicate with a lot of people in our own country. And that's not going to change. You can't say, "Well, everybody has to just learn English." It's not going to happen. Some people can't learn English. The same people that can't learn another language could be the same people that can't learn another language. So if you can learn another language, you might as well do it. Okay, whether you like the way things are going or not. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, my gosh, we're coming up on the end. There's so much I want to talk about. I may have to put some of this off for tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow we're going to be talking about some natural remedies for cold and flu season. Right? Many of you guys are not going to be able to go to the doctor. You don't have time to go to the doctor. You don't have money to go to the doctor. What can you do to try to fight cold, flu, and be prepared for the season? All right, you guys have a great rest of the way home. Be safe. God bless.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.